Now, staying with politics, local election candidates in Roscommon Town are being asked not to put up posters during their campaigns. The town has been nominated to take part in Ireland's Best Kept Town competition, and judging takes place in May. Election campaigning will be in full swing at that stage ahead of the local elections in June the 7th. Outgoing independent councillor Kathleen Shanahan is chairperson of Roscommon Tidy Towns Association, which is calling for the poster ban. Kathleen joins us now. Hiya, Kathleen.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
What's wrong with posters? Do they make it? Do they not? Are they not in keeping with a tidy town?
Not at all. No, no. Over the years, we've had the adjudicators come into town, and they'll note where there's cable ties on poles, and they would have been a result of posters that have been up previously. And because you need ladders to get up and take them down, we just decided, you know, we're just going to ask for no posters, so we won't have that issue with cable ties, and also we won't have posters around our town, which we think will just take from the town, which is looking very well at the moment, and we want to win that title, so we don't need the posters in the town.
Catherine, I read that there was a similar call made in Dundalk, and the vote was rejected there. Of course, the vote was made by councillors whose posters were being asked to be taken down. And again, it's going to be the same in Roscommon. You're asking county councillors whose posters are going to go up to take them down, yes?
Well, what we're
Turkey's
asking
to vote
is
for
now,
Christmas
I'm
a, to some extent, isn't it?
Well, I'm a sitting county councillor. I'm in my second term. I got elected with no posters on both occasions. So it is achievable.
But you're, you're very much in the minority there, Kathleen, aren't you?
Well, you know, but it still shows you, you know what,
like
I'm not
posters.
From the town. Politicians like posters, but politicians need to be tuned into what's on the what the people on the ground want. We're here now listening to the government asking us to bring back bottles and get 15 cents cut down on plastic. But yet we're here encouraging people to put up, some people to put up posters from plastics that are not recyclable. They're no benefit. I mean, if a person is going for the local elections, in my opinion, they're out there already in the community and people will know who they are. They'll know what they look like. There are other ways of getting yourself, your face out there. I produced a card with useful numbers with my picture on it. I handed in at the door. People put their faces on the side of cars. They put the social media. And again, we have said, the Tidy Towns, we will acknowledge all the election candidates that adopt a poster free, and we'll support them on our Facebook page. So,
will
you
this,
know,
will they support
social media,
you? Have you asked them yet?
Oh, well, I mentioned it at the last meeting. I've mentioned it at
what
our municipal meeting. And two, I know one sitting councillor and one new candidate has agreed that they will adopt
and
a poster-free poster. They haven't said anything yet, but I think the pressure might come on them that they might realise Roscommon Town was nominated to take part in the All-Ireland Best Kept Town Award. We want to win that title. We think Roscommon is looking fantastic at the moment. Why would they go against what the community wants and the volunteers? Remember, we're all volunteers. We get great support from the council, our TUSE workers, community workers. We're all working together, the residents, the business people. We want this title. So I think it might just be a little bit, might look too good if a poster goes up in light of what we're trying to achieve.
Let's see. Kathleen Shanahan, independent Roscommon County Councillor and Chairman of the Roscommon Tidy Towns Association. Thanks for talking to us.